Okay, so we're still in the middle of Pasuk Ches. Maisa, we just saw one Nekuda just last week as far as this Pasuk goes in the Groh. The Groh said that the usage of Lachmo Machala as the Mashal over here, that the ant is only concerned with what it needs for itself. It's not looking for others, it's looking out for itself. And that's what it needs. It needs its food and its bread. So he says, so too it's impossible to learn Torah. If he has other worries in his heart, the Chazal teaches in Erevin that the Torah is only miskayim by somebody who makes himself cruel to his family like a raven. Like the Gemara says, "Avoisai gonzu lachem v'ani ganazdi la'atzmi v'imun bazamelech." One of the distinctions they had tainas on him that he used up all the money in the time of famine to support people. So they tainted, "You wasted all the treasures of the family." So he said, okay, my fathers, they all put away the money and they hid their treasures, so to say, for others, because they went to the grave, you know, with very big bank accounts or big storage houses. What good does that do for them? So it's for others, for the future generations. I was goynes for myself, because by doing chesed with the money that I had, with the treasures, so I got chashava gniza lasadlava in ilamaba. So I just wanted to mention that we spoke a little bit after the shir, but just to reiterate that I said that this is something. It sounds cruel to be makayim this, right? It sounds like to be cruel to your family. How can you do such a thing? But Lamai said there is a makam for this hanhaga by everyone according to their madrega. But as I said after the shir last week, you have to be true to yourself, and then you'll automatically be true to your family, and it won't come out in a cruel way. In other words, if a person, generally speaking, when the wife and kids see the sincere dedication of the father to learning, and that he pushes off other things out of the way, and things that are obviously maybe important, even important to him, and yet he's so dedicated to Torah that everything takes a backseat to the Torah. So he said, you know, yes, a person of course has a responsibility to his family, it's a responsibility to provide what's necessary, and there's dine ksuba, and dinim of being mefarnes to the kids. Nevertheless, taking all that into account, generally speaking, there's a certain tendency to get carried away and do a little bit lifnim mishur sadin too much on those responsibilities, and therefore the Gemara does tell us that if you want divrei Torah to miskayim, it's going to take a certain midas hadin towards your family. It's going to take a certain cruelty, so to say. Not everything has to be dealt with right away. It's not an emergency. Most things are not mamish emergency. Say that. Bring them a yeshiva das. Well, that was not the time for me to bring you yeshiva das. Now's the time for me to learn. Now, what happens is, generally speaking, if the wife sees that he has plenty of time to speak to so-and-so on nonsense, and he has plenty of time to sit and read the paper, and to relax, and only when it comes to something that she asks him, all of a sudden he's a big masmid. Obviously, that's not going to go over well, and it's shekhar. That's not being achzori within the parameters of the Gemara. That's not being achzori or an atzlon, whatever, wherever it's stemming from, maybe. But the ikar over here is sincerity. Everybody has a different madrega of asmada, and the male also a different madrega of how that principle should be applied. Okay. That's just to finish off, reiterate last week's point. Weiter in the Groh, the Elu Hashnei Dvarim Anal. Wow. Shefa Mimorim. The Elu Hashnei Dvarim Anal. These two things, Tochin the Goymer, Ogro the Goymer, right? Which is Tochin Bakayitz Lachmat, prepares You should prepare the bread in the kayats and gather in the kutzer, the harvest time, its food. And the way you grow, and the Farshim explain, is that you prepare in the kayats the lechem from what you gather together in the harvest, from the food that you gather together in the harvest. So the Gaon says these two things are hu teresh b'al peh v'teresh b'ksav. These two things are keneged teresh b'al peh and teresh b'ksav. V'kameish katuv behilel kam teres v'chulei girei v'chulei amalei aleph beis l'macher apichlei. The Gemara talks about a story where the ger comes to learn Torah. I think it was a goy, actually. A goy comes to learn Torah by, was it a goy? I don't remember what the, let's see. Does it say over here? Yeah, goy. A goy came before Shammai and says, "Kama teres yesh lechem? How many teres do you have?" So he said, "Two. Teres shebiksav, teres shebal peh." So he said, "Okay, listen. Shebiksav, I believe you. Shebal peh, I don't believe you. You know, I'm not okay." So he says to Shammai, "Convert me on condition that you're going to teach me teres shebiksav." Val teres shebal peh. So obviously, Shammai Kedarka Bekoidish was Goyer, and he screamed at him, "You know, get out of here. No way." So obviously the next best choice is you go to Hillel. You hear this, he's got a little bit of a softer approach. So he goes to Hillel, the Gemara says, Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and he says to him, "You know, can you please convert me?" He says, "No problem." So the first day he teaches him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. He teaches him the Isis. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet in order. The next day, he teaches him backwards. Tuf, Shin, Reish. So, that's what he says, right? Kloima, that's the girl over here said. Lamacha apichle. The next day, he taught him the Aleph, Beis, backwards. Kloima, Shalimedo to Tashrak. He taught him in the order of Tin, Tuf, Shin, Reish, Kuf. Amalei, so he said to him, yesterday you didn't tell me like that. Yesterday you said to me differently. Amalei, he said to him, Alai didi kasamachta. If you were relying on me, you relied on me yesterday, right? And you're coming to me with a kasha from what we learned yesterday. Dalpe namis machalei. So then on the balpe, you should also be saying v'chan me. In other words, Hillel was showing him, how do you understand Torah Shebiksav? You're being semich on my teaching you Torah Shebiksav. You're being semich on my understanding. So that's Torah Shebiksav. That's the idea of Torah Shebalpeh. So be semich on Torah Shebalpeh as well. So I guess you can call it, like he pointed out, an internal, contradiction or internal discrepancy in this person's shita of Keilu. There's such a thing as only Torah Shebiksav without Torah Shebalpeh. So that's the story. The ikar of the story, what the Grover here wants, is Vahainu. Okay, so you see he taught him two ways, Aleph Beis. He taught him Aleph Beis Gimel in order, and then he taught him Tashrak backwards. Says the Goyin, Hainu, Sha'alef Beis hu neged Torah Shebiksav. Going in order is keneged Torah Shebiksav. V'tashrak hu neged Torah Shebalpeh, and the Tashrak is keneged Torah Shebalpeh. And the emes is that this really, if I remember correctly, it's actually a Zaya. Do they quote it here? No, they don't quote it here. I think it's maybe in the Sabbath de Mishpatim. It's a Zaya and Pashas Mishpatim, where the Zaya talks about like Tishrei, the language of Tav Shin Resh. It is also Tashrak. And that's the Chodesh of Din. The Me'adin is in Tishrei. And I think it says over there Mefurish that that's the site of Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh is the Sfarim says Dina de Malchus Dina, like the Torah Shebal Peh is the Bechina of Din, is the Bechina of Malchus, which is the Bechina of what's called Or Chozer, the light that goes back up from down to up, as opposed to Torah Shebiksav, which is Or Yashar, which comes from top to bottom. So I'll explain that. Torah Shebiksav comes to us, obviously, Meis Hashem, Atana Meis Hashem. It doesn't have anything to do with man's efforts. So that's Kiviyachol, the Aleph Beis, in a direct, in a straight order, which is a remez to the idea that something is coming straight down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet, from top to bottom. So it starts, the Aleph is Kiviyachol on top, and Tuf is on the bottom, and it goes down in that order. But then we have the chiyuv to take the Torah Shebiktav and work at it based on the midos shatir nidreshes bed, and we have to use our seichel, and that means that kiviyachol we are coming from down here below, going and bringing it up top. We're using our seichel down here in this world and working it back up into understanding the depths of Torah Shebiktav, of what he gave us. So kiviyachol, that's hinted to in this idea of tashrak, where you begin from the bottom, what's down on the below, and you're moving back upwards all the way to the aleph, alufei shel olam, to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the tashrak of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? I don't know. I mean, it makes sense that it should have something to do, but how exactly would, you know, how to put it together, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So says the guy, Lachina Makan Tachin. The collecting together, Bakotzir Machala, the gathering together, that's the Torah Shebiktav. You don't do anything except just receive it. Just gather the Torah Shebiktav together. You receive it from Hashem. But then you have to go ahead and grind it up, like we said. You have to prepare the bread. That's the Tachin Bakayitz Lachma. It's the grinding up. It's the hovering over it and figuring things out. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. So says the Goyin, therefore, Lachin Amakan Tachin V'goymer V'chakech Ogre V'goymer. Therefore, he used the order Shlomo HaMelech, which seems to be backwards, being that this is plugging in into Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaal Peh. What Kibiyachal, what came first? Or what should come first? L'chari Torah Shebiktav and then Torah Shebaal Peh. Says the Goyin, no. First comes the Tashrak and then Aleph Beis. Tachin, I think what he also means is the Tachin is starting. It starts with a Tuf, and Agra starts with an Aleph. Right, so the Tuf of the Tashrak is the Tachin, is the preparation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and only after that the Aleph of the Agra, the which is Torah Shebiktav. Why Sheiyef Sheleida Torah Shebiktav Rakal De Torah Shebaal Peh? It's impossible to know Torah Shebiktav except through Torah Shebaal Peh, which is exactly what Hillel was teaching the Ger that came to him. So therefore, that's why Shlomo HaMelech puts it in that order, Gam, that the whole Torah Shebaal Peh is all based on Torah Shebiktav, but Torah Shebiktav on its own is impossible to understand without the Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, Yochel can only come to understand the Torah Shebiktav through Torah Shebaal Peh. It's actually, I'm just remembering now, there's a story that's brought down, I think, that the Gra, at the end of his days, was Isaac, at the end of his life, was Isaac only in Torah in Chumash, I think. In Chumash. Maybe I saw also a Girsid in Aleph Beis, but I think for sure in Chumash. And the Vart was, is that now at the end of his life, he was able to chap the Oymek HaChumash because he finished learning all Torah Shebaal Peh. Once he had everything worked out in Chesh, but now he went and saw it back in the Psukim itself. That was the derech of the whole, right? Everything the Goyin did was exactly that, right? To take from the later sources and bring it back into the earlier sources, the Shulchan Aruch back into the Gemara and Mishnayos, and bring the Zayas and back into the Gemara, and that's the way he works all the time in Echanami. So yeah, but the final step is to bring it all back into the Agra V'Katzir Machala, into the Torah Shebiktav. So if Shalomai, that the, you know, clearly Goyin was Mekayim Talach Alamaisa, this pasuk. Oops, okay. okay. No Deirish and no Mekayim. Fine. Pasuk Tes. Admosai Otzeil Tishkov. Until when will the lazy one lie down? Masai taku mishinasecha. When will you rise up from your sleep? Says the Goyin. Al derech masha amru. This is similar to what Chazal said in in Pirkei Avos, im einani li mi li v'im le'achshav emasai. So there's two clauses here, right? If I'm not from myself, then who is from me? And the second clause is, if not now, when? V'heim neged shnei dvarim. Those two clauses are connected, two things. Chachma u'maisa. Im einani li mi li hu le'inyin chachma. That is le'inyin chachma. Kolaymer. She'im einani achshav b'shvili, mi achshav b'shvili. If I'm not going to think for myself, who's going to think for me? This is mamash achidish atzom in our generation. You know, where like, it's almost usher to think, or certainly it's not minhag ha'olam to think. And this, the Gaon has been mefarish that Mishnah. If I'm not going to think for myself, don't be samech on the newspapers, don't be samech on what's being said in the mikveh, or what's being said in the safsoli based medrash rachmon letzlan, or any other place. Don't, nothing. You have to think out for yourself. If I don't think for myself, who's going to think for me? V'im le'akshav emosai. And if not now, when? Hula inyan maisa. That is referring to the inyan of maisa, of action. She'im akshav lo yaseh. If I don't do now, emos ayaseh. When will I do? Va'amru akshav, v'loy amru hayoim. The Gaon is medayik. Doesn't just say, im lo hayoim, emos ay. It's even more than that. If not akshav, at this very moment, meaning even in that very day, don't push things off to in another hour. I'll take care of it later today. Right away, im loy akshav emosai. Huh? Okay, what do you mean? Why should he? Why should he push it off? You have a chance to do a mitzvah now. Why should he push it off? We're not talking he's in the middle of learning. Yeah? We're not talking, or he's in the middle of Isaac in a different mitzvah. He's talking, stop. I'll do it later. Don't push it off. Don't push mitzvahs off. You have a chance to do a mitzvah now. It's like the most famous, I hear this comment a lot, you know. You ask a kid to take on the garbage. I'll do it soon. Yeah, that soon is suffic if it's ever going to come until the next reminder. It's a hard thing to teach kids. Yeah, if it's good. It's a mitzvah baliyatcha, so don't push it off. Al tachmitzena. Yeah. Obviously, if a person has an hour a day, 3 o'clock every day, he goes to help out in a gemach. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that you have a chance to do something, do it now. Yeah. Not a part of your schedule necessarily. Yeah. So, you had a aura?
No, I thought I did.
Oh, okay.
I thought for myself.
Okay. Mizel Gamkin Khan. So says the guy, now he has to plug it into the pasuk. He explains like this. Ad mosay otzel tishkov. Until when is the lazy one going to lie down? Hu beheder maisa. That is the lack of action. Ki kasher shochev eno ise klum. Because when he's lying down, he's not doing anything. Aval yochel achshov. He could think. You could lie down in bed and think. So lying down itself is an inyan of inactivity, but it's not the lack of thought. So that's the first thing, is when is the lazy person going to lie down? That's meaning, start doing something. What are you lying on your bed for? Start doing mitzvahs. Masai taku mishna secha. When are you going to get up from your sleep? So sleep already, hu beheda makshava. That already is referring to the lack of thought. Kolaymer, im einato se'achshav, if you're not doing now, when will you do? And if you're not going to think for yourself, who's going to think for you? Let's see. Vayter, next pasuk. Yeah. What's that? Which one? They're both Mosai, right? Right.
And also when Dalai Machshava is not pushing it up. dumb.
Yeah, in general, if you're not going to think, who's going to think for you? Yeah, that's not the issue. But by action, the whole idea of action is, okay, you might do it later. You're pushing in your mind, you're going to do it later. But no, that's not enough. Do it now. Ma'at sheinois, ma'at tnumois, ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkov. To, you know, sleep little, close your eyes little, or I don't know, to lie with your hands folded. Okay, so the Gaon says these three things. Hu beheder ma'at sheinois, hu beheder makshava. That's sleeping, of course. We said right is lack of makshava. Ma'at tnumois hu baskrosa fapayim belvad. The having little tnumois is meaning that you're just closing your eyes. Ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkof hu beheder ma'aseh. That's when you're not doing anything. You have your hands are folded. Behem neged Torah mit, lying down with your hands folded. Behem neged Torah mitzvos umidos. These three things are connected. The three things are Torah mitzvos and midos. Ki Torah shu ha-chochma b'mayach sheshama machshava. Because Torah, which is the chochma in the brain, right? That's where the machshava is. V'zeh ma'at shnois machshava. Ma'at tnumos b'midos. The little tnumos, that's regarding midos. Lashkiach tamid la'atzmai. That you should always be mashkiach on yourself. Kibayochel, have your eyes open. You're being mashkiach. You're aware. You're looking out for yourself. Meaning you're looking out for your midos. Ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkov. L'aliyah zarez la'atzmai mitzvah. So you should only have, you know, just lie with your hand folded as little as possible. The meaning you should be zarez to do mitzvahs. Behem neged shemayim v'oretz v'adam mechavram k'mesh kosef yirsha yishayo ayin sham. The girl also in Pasuk Beis from the first parak also made that chaluka of Adam shemayim v'oretz and the Adam that's mechaber them. So how would that work though? The shemayim I guess would be the machshava, the oretz I guess would be the maise, and the midas would probably be the Adam that's mechaber them together. That's the way I would understand this. Okay, at can for today.